Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Got a story here from the Jersey Shore. It's got nothing to do with GTL, Steve.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's not about Jim.
Took me a second to remember what that meant.
Yeah. Yeah, not about the tanning, not about the laundry. It's a dude who was at the Jersey Shore who filmed a raccoon climbing up the side of a 9-story building. Then this raccoon decided, I'm jumping, baby. It landed on the sand. The raccoon then got up, walked away. And this kid, Austin, he talked to local news about it, and his commentary, pretty awesome.
There's a raccoon up there. And I'm like, what is with Mother Nature? And it kept on going like it was some kind of raccoon Spider-Man. At the end part, it looked like he just jumped off on purpose. I thought, what an idiot. He just ran off. He didn't even limp. Are we, like, not using the laws of physics anymore? You might have broke a couple raccoon ribs.
That kid's awesome.
That kid kind of reminds me of you.
Yeah.
He's like, what an idiot.
Yeah,
that would be stupid raccoon.
And then the raccoon showed him, maybe I'm not so much an idiot. Maybe I am a little spider raccoon.
Doesn't this raccoon understand the law of physics?
I don't understand it either, man. How did he get up and walk away?
Holy smokes, that thing fell from high up.
Yeah, dude.
Did you see it?
Let me see. I saw him on the building.
Okay, yeah, so he's up super high up on the building, then just drops.
Whoa.
And it just gets up and goes.
Wow, dude. How does he do that? How the heck?
See? What's wrong with this raccoon?
And he lands. Oh. Yeah. It doesn't
look like he's like, oh, did he land in like some snow? But it's not. There's no snow on the ground.
It was sand. He landed in some sand. But
that doesn't have much give.
I would have. And I don't. He didn't look like he landed gracefully either. You got to check out this video on the BJ Migs page of KISW.com because they do the slow-mo for you.
Someone needs to talk to the raccoon to see what's up.
Yeah, he gets up and he. Of course, you know, you get some adrenaline. I don't know if raccoons get adrenaline like we do, but maybe he doesn't know how hurt he is at that moment. But then he's going to limp away and he'll figure it out.
Well, I know cats land on their feet, and I just, you know, from very high distance, and apparently raccoons are the same way.
Oh, he landed on his feet.
Yeah, they have the ability to land on their feet like cats.
He must have bent his raccoon leg so he didn't really hurt himself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what it was.
Braced himself, you know.
Yeah,
he's into parkour, this raccoon.
That's what it is.
How in the hell did that raccoon survive that? Yeah. What do you think? Was that like 15 stories up?
It looked high. It was very, very high. I don't know. Yeah, look at that. I mean, he looks pretty high up
it's
there,
nine
man.
9 stories.
9 stories, okay.
Okay, well, there you go. If it was 15.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I mean, I know
that's the threshold for raccoons.
Yeah. I don't know how high you have to go before you can't fall any faster. There's a law of physics of that. Like, you know, you go up so high, and then the further you go, it doesn't matter. You're going to hit at the same velocity. So I don't know if he was high enough or if he could have gone higher and really hurt himself more.
I'm like the kid. I'm pretty dumbfounded by that. You just hit the ground, and you just get up and keep going.
He hit the ground running.
Yeah, he did.
Literally. Damn, dude, that raccoon is impressive.
With his little raccoon ribs.
Yeah. All I keep thinking about is, you know, is the superhero drop, which they laughed about in the movie Deadpool, where the superheroes jump from a high distance and always land.
Superhero landing.
Yeah, and they always land the same way. Mm-hmm. That raccoon had a superhero landing, no doubt about it.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
He's got to be the coolest raccoon in the neighborhood when he goes to his little raccoon bar and tells that story.
Oh, definitely. You know, and I would like to be at the raccoon bar. I didn't know they even had raccoon bars.
You're too big to fit in those bars, BJ. Quit being so ridiculous.
Damn it. Why? If he can fall from 9 stories, I can fit in the raccoon bar. That's how I'm going to do it. Well, it's a great story. Great way to start your day. Watch this video. Go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. Watch the raccoon fall and then the kid's commentary. It is priceless. You know what? We have the kid again. Let's hear him again because the kid is awesome as this raccoon basically just leaps off a 9-story jump, a fall from that far.
There's a raccoon up there. And I'm like, what is with Mother Nature? And it kept on going like it was some kind of raccoon Spider-Man. At the end part, it looked like he just jumped off on purpose. I thought, what an idiot. He just ran off. He didn't even limp. Are we, like, not using the laws of physics anymore? He might have broke a couple raccoon ribs.
See, you said that the kid reminds you of me and you think he's cute? There we go. See, I could have been a cute kid as far as you know.
Yeah, you probably were.
Yeah, I was.
But something happened along the way.
Well, life. You know what it is.
Damn, that raccoon's just going straight up the wall.
It is a great video. Even I'm like transfixed. Like, okay, this is pretty cool.
It's amazing.
I don't know why he did that. I don't know what his plan was.
Elevator was broken.
Oh, yeah. He lives in the Big Bang Theory apartments is what you're saying. Okay. A strip club loses their liquor license for the most incredible reason ever. Steve's going to tell you. He's got the news for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Most fifth graders have a better grasp of the English language. Unfortunately, there aren't any available this early in the morning. This is News with Steve Migs.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Colorado State University Global Campus. And I think we should bring the kids in. Actually, we don't have to bring your kids in, but it's a happy National Family Day, BJ.
Oh, wow. It's weird they do it on a Monday. I feel like it should be a weekend day for that.
But what are you going to do for your kids? It is Family Day.
What am I going to do? I'm going to employ them. How about that?
Hey, happy National Family Day, yeah. John, Sarah. You are still employed.
Yeah, how about that?
That's a very sweet thing of you to
little
do.
So-and-sos.
I'm not going to say you should go to Ohio and take them to a strip club, but maybe you should go to Ohio and take them to a strip club.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Because this place is awesome. There's a strip club just in Ohio area, and it's called Sharky's Lounge. And it lost its liquor license this week. Well, last week, because police found out that they've been letting guys use food stamps to pay for lap dances.
What's that now?
Food stamps to get your lap dance.
I feel like that's a fair trade, because I like food and I like lap dances. I could see going back and forth on what I want more.
I love that they had undercover cops do a sting last year. That must have been a real ring of the arms to twist my arm.
Yeah, best job ever, seriously. You're an undercover cop at a strip club.
Especially if you're a single cop, of course. That's like the greatest assignment ever. Well, over the course of 5 months, they were able to use food stamps to pay for lap dances and buy illegal drugs. They needed 5 months to do this, BJ.
Of course. You got to make sure you got it right, because I'm not sure. Did she take the stamps? Did I get a lap dance? I forget. Let me try again.
That's what do they call that? Crossing the T's and dotting the I's.
Oh, yeah. I got an I for you to dot.
And a T for you to cross. Well, anyways, they accepted about $2,400 worth of food stamps in exchange for sexual services and drugs, including heroin, cocaine, meth, and a few other drugs as well. Here's the weird thing. The club can stay open. They just can't sell alcohol anymore.
And I don't understand. It's whether it's food stamps or not, you're not supposed to basically pay for sex. You know what I mean? Who cares if it's the food stamps? I mean, really?
Yep. And you're also not supposed to get heroin or meth or cocaine.
Oh, really? That's not good
either? Neighborhood strippers.
Ah, dang it.
I like this guy. His name's John. Him and his friends stole several hundred dollars worth of alcohol from a grocery store in Wisconsin last week. So the cops figured out who it was. They started chasing him. John got out of his car and started running. And the reason why he surrendered to the cops was because there were so many mosquitoes swarming in the area that he couldn't take it anymore.
Oh, wow.
So the cops arrested him, and actually, here's the chief of police talking about this idiot.
When we handcuffed him, he asked us to wipe his forehead off because he had about 15 or 20 mosquitoes on his forehead at that time. I think if there weren't for the mosquitoes, he'd have kept walking and trying to get a ride from somebody. I teased Sergeant Zitlow that he, along with a million mosquitoes, captured the guy.
Oh, Sergeant Zitlow.
Always giving him a hard time, Mr. Zitlow.
Wow. How about this? So they've got the mosquitoes weaponized out there.
That's just a weird way for you to be able to catch somebody, but that's exactly what happened over there. All right, let's talk about some good stuff. This was a good weekend. I think if you're a Seahawks fan, well, I know if you're a Seahawks fan.
Yeah, buddy.
Russell Wilson threw for 2 touchdowns in the first half and just kept it going. Chris Carson ran for over 100 yards. Offensive line looked pretty good. Defense looked great. Earl Thomas had a couple of interceptions, and the Seahawks beat the Dallas Cowboys 24-13. But most importantly, our boy Danny V was at the game, so they won the game for young Daniel.
Yes. I'm happy I could be a service, guys.
Well, you're going to have to go good to job. Every home game now, yep. Danny. I mean, that seems to be the you're the good luck charm.
Time to open up the wallet.
I'm gone. Yeah. Maybe not.
All right. Well, at least maybe just hang out outside of CenturyLink Field.
I could do that.
Yes. Okay. We have faith in you. I just love, though, after the game, I don't know if you watched Q13's game day.
I watched a little bit, but I didn't watch all of it.
Did you happen to catch Ian Fornesi talk to Russell Wilson?
I did see that, yeah.
Oh, man, that was the greatest interview ever. My wife noticed this, and then I started focusing in on it. If you decided to play a drinking game every time Russell uses the term tremendous, you would be hammered by the time this interview ended.
He did say tremendous a lot, but I wasn't ready to play the drinking game.
Well, here's Russell talking about the game.
I thought we had a great identity tonight. I think Coach Schottenheimer did a tremendous job. I'm calling all the plays from the runs to the passes to the mixing it up. It was tremendous. We stayed on edge. We moved fast. I thought our defense did a tremendous job. They were lights out all night, and then we made plays down the field when we needed to. Chris Carson running the ball as effectively as he did. That's exciting. And I thought our line, it starts with offensive line, they did a tremendous job in it.
Five. There's two of them right there. That's a double shot.
Damn it, I missed one.
Yes.
Probably because I'm drunk and I didn't know he said the fifth one.
Well, here's more from Russ talking about Chris Carson in the offensive line.
Yeah, he did a tremendous job. He's a star, and it was great to see that, and how good of a job that Sweezy did at left guard, being new. I mean, it's tough to do, go from right guard to left guard, and then DJ stepping in and playing, doing a tremendous job as physical as he is, and obviously Joey Hunt to come in there and play. He's one of my favorite guys to be around because he's so smart, he's detailed, he loves work, he gets there early. I think he was one of the stars of the game tonight, watching Joey Hunt.
See, I think we all have crutch words, but it's nice to see the man that people consider to be a robot has a crutch word as well.
It was tremendous.
Tremendous is his word. And now I'm going to pay attention for the rest of the season.
It'd be great if he picks a new word each week. Like, fantastic.
See, that means then the guy's trolling us.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was tremendous.
Oh, yes. The O-line was.
It was tremendous.
It was a great game. It was a lot of fun to watch.
A big shocker. I mean, to a lot of us, we thought we were going to be 0-3, and we pretty much had that game.
Speak for yourself. I had faith in them.
Oh, did you have faith?
I knew they would come out.
It was tremendous.
And play a tremendous game.
Didn't know that you thought that way. I can't remember that tremendous pick from you last week.
Thank you. I'm glad that you are acknowledging that I had faith in
them. I forgot that. I did, actually.
I didn't think they were going to lose. But then again, without do I know?
I thought they were going to lose.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't I think they were going to lose the way they played in the first two games? But
you're the guy who says the first few games are like preseason, man.
Oh, I know. I say that. I wasn't ready to say that the team was done, but I didn't have there's nothing I could point to say they're going to be tremendous.
Well, here's the thing, though. So what is it about them playing the damn Dallas Cowboys that leads to weirdness when it comes to Earl Thomas, who, again, like I mentioned, had a couple of interceptions, bowed at them during the game. Only for that. Well, after the game, of course, people are talking to him. They're still like, he's obviously still not happy that he hasn't had a new contract worked out with the team. He said in the past that he wants to be traded if they're not going to give him what he deserves, and he just wants to be shown the respect that he wants, and that, of course, equates to money. He missed out on a couple of practices this week because he just felt that he didn't want to put, he did it in an attempt to protect himself, so he didn't practice. But he still played a great game after the fact. Of course, people were talking to him about the fact that he missed some of the practices, and here's Earl mentioning exactly how he feels about all this.
I need to make sure my body is, 100. And I'm investing in myself. Now, if they was investing in me, I'll be out there practicing. But if I feel like anything, I don't give a damn if it's small. I got a headache. I'm not practicing. But I don't want that to be taken the wrong way. I know I'm going to get fine. That's just where I'm at with that.
It was tremendous.
I understand what he's saying. I do understand what he's saying.
I always get a kick out of him because there's just no filter. He just says the most random ass.
And I love that about him because he comes out, you know where he stands, and I think he's got a legitimate point that, boy, it would be horrible if he got injured in practice and therefore...
Especially with that bad headache.
Yeah, that bad headache, man. You get that, you're done.
Rumor has it the Kansas City Chiefs are interested in getting him. Some people think that he might get traded today. So we'll see what happens.
Really?
Yeah. I hope that they can figure it out. And I think after last, you have both sides of the coin. But man, it would really suck to lose a guy like that. He still has it. He's still one of the best.
The only reason we would do this is that they just feel like there's no way to put the money into him long term, and they're in rebuild mode. Which, I mean, I will at least deal with that. But that's the only reason, because he's surely right now he's great. But maybe they're thinking he's not going to be great in a year or two.
You know, it's not great. The Mariners, they're mathematically eliminated.
Oh, you found that out, did you?
Yes, that was not tremendous.
It was tremendous.
They ended up losing their last game 6-1 to the Texas Rangers.
But here's the thing with the Mariners, man. You look at their record and take a look at the National League.
I know.
I mean, it's like the other teams are celebrating, if you will, their great seasons, and the Mariners have the same record. So yeah,
they have 85 wins.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, if you're a Mariners fan, you're encouraged. And you really, you know, I mean, yeah, we got to figure out King Felix or another replacement for King Felix. But, I mean, they're on the right side of this. I mean, they're moving in the right direction.
Just sucks as that extends the longest playoff drought among the four major U.S. pro sports teams to 17 years.
Oh, that's a long time.
That is not tremendous.
That's a very long time.
Sounders lost 3-0 to the L.A. Galaxy. So that's two losses in a row.
What's going on with the Sounders, man?
Good thing the Hawks won, man. That would be a rough weekend.
Yeah, really.
The Cougs lose. The Huskies won. Tiger Woods, he won his first tournament in 5 years.
Wow, that is pretty amazing. Or is it tremendous?
It was tremendous.
It's tremendous. Yeah, okay.
As far as weather, it's going to be sunny and 65. And thank you, Kia Puyallup, for giving us news and sports.
Yeah, going to have a gorgeous week.
Yep, it's going to be.
It was tremendous.
It's a
tremendous week. I mean, yeah, let's see. Well, we had fall-like weather, and it wasn't fall. And now we're having summer-like weather in the fall. So it could be sunny at 77 before this week is out.
Thanks for the update.
No problem, buddy. All right. Oh, man. New Chris Cornell box set is coming out on November 18th. And, you know, again, holiday time is approaching. And for a lot of folks, that is going to be something they're going to want.
I was looking at the track list. It's several CDs or several albums, depending on how you get it. And a lot of live stuff. And a lot of the live stuff is coming from the Paramount Theater shows that he did with Soundgarden and also with Temple of the Dog. So including their cover of Stargazer by Mother Love Bone is going to be on there. It looks like a great box set.
His wife, Vicky, said, quote, "Since Chris's sudden passing, I have put all of my efforts and energy into sharing his music and legacy with his fans from all over the world. This album is for his fans." Of course, you know, when there's unreleased music, some people think, well, you know, there's a reason it's unreleased, but I'm happy that she's doing it, because I think in this particular instance, yeah, it just means so much more to get something from somebody who's no longer with us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And his cover is not just, you know, Soundgarden, it's obviously Temple of the Dog as well, some of his solo stuff too, and a ridiculous amount of live stuff also.
Also, a new song unreleased called "When Bad Does Good." That's in the box set. Here's a little bit of what that song sounds like. I was just thinking the same thing, man. It's just a beautiful, beautiful voice, beautiful soul. Just,
you know, a great song.
Yeah, it's a good sounding song. Yeah, I agree, which I was not expecting. A lot of times with an unreleased song, you just, you know, you don't know what to expect from it. You're right. That was a good sounding song.
I had a real cool vibe to it.
Yeah, Chris Cornell, that's going to be coming out in the box set that's coming out in November, and that's going to be a good one. On Friday, Steve got this one right.
Typically, there are 8,760 hours in one what?
Day?
No.
Oh, year.
Yes.
Good job, buddy.
Day.
Yeah, well, you know,
it's a long day.
Very long day. Yeah, you will. All right, you got a shot at beating Steve, especially since he doesn't know days from years. 206-421-ROCK, your shot at beating Steve. We'll do that on Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.